To counter anti-immigrant sentiment in the U.S., a Boston nonprofit is training immigrants to be documentary filmmakers. WBUR Arts reporter Maria Garcia introduces us to one of the filmmakers in training who's exploring the language gap between immigrant parents and their children.
At a church basement in Roxbury, 10 immigrants discuss the documentaries they're learning how to film. Guiding them are volunteers with community-supported film. That's a nonprofit led by filmmaker Michael Sheridan.
It's incredible to be in a room with 10 people from 10 different cultures, 10 different countries, different religions, different perspectives in terms of outlook on the immigrant experience.
For two decades, Sheridan has worked with global NGOs to make films highlighting issues of poverty and economic development in places like Afghanistan, Haiti, and Bangladesh. He says he's realized a message is often more powerful if people tell their own stories.
I became really interested in this issue of the sourcing of stories and who determines what stories are told and who tells them.
That's why Sheridan started community-supported film, which is now providing 10 immigrants with intensive documentary filmmaking training. Among them is 25-year-old Adihraman Abdi, who immigrated from Somalia a decade ago.
You know, thrown into this, like, snowy area. I didn't know the culture. I didn't know the language. So, you know, going to high school, freshman, with my very Muslim traditional clothing, was very, like, you know, like, what is going on here? A lot of people are looking at me sideways, like, what are you doing?
The film Abdi is making explores the chasm between Somali immigrants who hold on to their language and their children who assimilate, something Abdi sees in himself and his two younger brothers who are losing their native language little by little, and their mother who speaks only Somali.
How do you really take advice from your mother? How do you take advice from your father when you really cannot understand them?
At her home in Roxbury, Abdi's mother, Hawa, uses food to keep Somali traditions alive. Abdi's younger brother, Abdul Rashin, says she's tried to do the same thing with the Somali language.
I was literally forced into it. Like, when I come home, my mom would say, speak Somali, because she didn't want me to forget my native tongue.
Abdi and his brother speak Somali to Hawa, but their Somali is more halting than their mother's, which is quick and fluid. Abdi says he and his brothers can't get beyond the basics of conversation with their mother.
We don't necessarily speak Somali to her, being honestly.
Honestly,
it's always like, sort of like a communicating with her.
Yeah, it's a mash between English and Somali, but sometimes she gets it.
And sometimes stuff just gets lost. I know from my own experience with my Spanish-speaking immigrant mother how difficult it is to communicate with the same nuance that I can in English.
Somali parents and children cannot have a meaningful conversation because the language differences. I mean, they can have a sort of a little dialogue, you know, change between, hey, mom, how you doing, blah, blah, all that small stuff. But when it comes to, you know, sitting down and talking for more than an hour, that never happens.
Abdi may not be able to communicate with his mom with all the subtlety he can in English, but he's hoping that by making a film, he can communicate all the nuance of their relationship. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.